This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The tough economy has worsened many of the country's social problems, including homelessness. The federal government says family homelessness rose 30% between 2007 and 2009. That means 30% more families with children are in emergency shelters or transitional housing. Of course, when most of us think about homelessness, we usually picture individuals on the street, many of them with mental illnesses or substance abuse problems. Well, WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov has learned something surprising. That kind of homelessness is down in Boston dramatically, down by as much as a quarter. Not because the economy has improved, but because a five-year-old strategy aimed at getting people off the streets appears to be working. Monica has been following this effort from the start, and she joins us now. Hi, Monica.
Hi there.
Monica, this strategy has to do with getting people out of emergency shelters and into permanent housing. How does that work?
It's a national program called Housing First, and it gets people into permanent rooms. It really ditches the whole concept of eligibility. You don't need to be sober, on your medication, on a waiting list. You get the room first, and the services follow, and they're given to you where you live. And the federal and state governments have really started pouring a lot of extra money in toward this model, and it's showing results. And remember, this is housing the most chronically homeless people, the ones who've been on the street an average of 10 years. They have serious mental illnesses, substance abuse problems. It really was believed until now that this problem could never be fixed for them. And when I first reported on the Housing First model 5 years ago, there were many skeptics who thought it wouldn't work to get these kind of people housing and expect them to stay. But they're showing nearly a 90% retention rate after 3 years.
Your story focuses on Boston's Pine Street Inn. That's the largest shelter organization in New England. You say that Pine Street is actually getting rid of beds because of the success of this Housing First program in Boston.
That's right. They've seen a 24% citywide decrease in the need for these emergency shelter beds in Boston, so they're taking them down, as they say. They've overall, in the past year, they've taken down 150 beds out of their emergency shelter system, and that's according to the president of the Pine Street Inn, Lyndia Downey.
The really good news in this is that for the first time that I can remember, and I've been doing this for 25 years, we have actually taken down shelter beds. Instead of the number growing, we've actually been able to say, we're not putting up new shelter beds, we're actually taking them down. So last year, Pine Street Inn closed 10% of its emergency beds.
Monica, you had a story this morning that focused mostly on Boston, but this isn't happening only in Boston.
No, it's across the state, and it's across the nation, too. But in this state already, in Framingham, Springfield, Worcester, there's been a 25 to 30% decrease in shelter and street numbers of people living on the streets or living in homeless shelters.
So if these homeless people are no longer living on the streets or in shelters, where exactly are they going?
Well, they're going into subsidized apartments that places like the Pine Street Inn are running, and they're set up kind of like college dorms. They have a private space for each person, and they have shared space. And they have a person who oversees the programs and keeps, you know, helps them with any problems that come up on site. Now, the state has housed overall 454 chronically homeless people. And Lyndia Downey of Pine Street says this system works because it brings together what homeless people need to the place where they're living.
This combination of rental assistance and support services gets you almost we've got about an 89% retention rate in housing after 3 years. So we know people are staying, and we know that they're using far fewer emergency services. And when I say far fewer, many of these metrics, people's emergency room visits go down by 70% in some cases.
And do we know what kind of neighborhoods these are in? Are these tucked into?
They're all over. There are 100 units in Brookline. There are several hundred units in Boston. You may not even notice where they are. They look like any other sort of shared housing facility.
And who pays for this? I mean, Brookline housing is not cheap. How can a former homeless person afford that?
Well, Pine Street Inn is taking part of the funding that they usually get for emergency shelter beds and realigning it. So they're using it for rental subsidies in these apartment buildings. There's also been a large increase in federal and state funding directed at solving this problem of chronic homelessness.
You talked to people who said this model is saving the state money. And is it saving money in the reference earlier to fewer emergency services being used once you have these people in permanent housing?
Right. That's where the big savings comes. Pine Street Inn says Housing First in Boston alone is saving $2 million a year. And these are emergency services such as shelter beds and people who work in the shelters. But the biggest savings comes from hospital emergency room visits. I mean, think about it. You're out to dinner in the North End. You see a homeless person on the street who's passed out, you do what you should do, call 911. And that sets off a chain of events that's very expensive. The EMTs come. They know this guy. They sometimes call them frequent flyers. And in fact, the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, which is a group that treats people on the streets and also now in the Housing First program, once they tallied up the emergency room visits of 119 chronically homeless people, and they looked at that over a five-year period, and guess how many visits those 119 people logged?
All right, I think I should guess a high number.
Very high.
At least 75.
No, try 18,000 visits to the emergency room.
So those people were going back multiple times over the years.
Exactly.
It wasn't just a certain amount of those people. Wow, that's a huge number.
It is huge. And that's where the majority of the savings come. So it's more in the public safety service sector, the hospitals and the police and fire, people like that.
So when we see homeless people on the streets, that's what keeps the problem of homelessness in our consciousness. Is there the risk that if fewer people live on the streets, it has this unfortunate effect of meaning it's homeless people are more invisible and therefore homeless services could lose their funding?
Well, that is the fear. It's been the fear from the beginning. You fix the problem that everybody sees and the funding could go with it. But there's really been a change in thinking about this problem by all the stakeholders. The legislators have bought into it. The general public is beginning to understand the model now. But really, the majority of homelessness, though, is episodic. But this system becomes permanent for some people, the chronically homeless people. And they're the ones who eat up the most resources, these long-term stayers, the frequent flyers. In fact, for every one chronically homeless person who's housed with a rental subsidy in this Housing First program, it frees up a shelter bed to serve as many as 50 people who are episodic. So what I'm saying is the typical stay for a homeless person is 8 months. They get back on their feet. They get a subsidy. They find a place to live. But these chronically homeless people have been out there 10 years and people thought we could never fix this problem. It's starting to show that this works.
That housing is sort of a magic bullet in a way. Real housing.
Real housing with real support services.
We mentioned earlier, and I want to reiterate, we're talking about individual homelessness, individual people, because family homelessness is a very different thing.
Right. It's very different. First of all, families don't stay homeless for 10 years like the other people we were talking about. They get Section 8. They get back on their feet. But the state is trying to make the Housing First model work for families. It's committed more than $35 million to the problem, but it's just taking a lot longer to solve. I mean, right now, there are 900 families living in motels that are serving as shelters because the state funded 2,000 shelter units for families are at capacity.
Monica, thanks for coming in the studio and telling us more details about your story that aired this morning.
Thanks for asking me in.
Monica Brady-Myrov is a reporter at WBUR. We're about to take a break, but when we come back, media critic John Carroll analyzes the recent blitz of campaign ads in the Massachusetts governor's race, and we get Only a Game's Bill Littlefield's take on the Sox being eliminated from the postseason last night. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston. Stay with us.